M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lots of people have begun the pre-holiday week taking off to see family and friends, but a storm system is set to spread crippling snow and frigid temperatures. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has our top story.
165 million Americans coast to coast are in the path of this blast of winter weather, hitting just days before Christmas, dumping snow in the Midwest, and will head as far south as Texas, just as an estimated 113 million are expected to travel for the holiday.
Tomorrow and Friday were expected to be the busiest travel days of the season. There are other weather-related worries.
There are concerns record cold could overwhelm parts of the nation's power grid. Stephen Benyard is with Entergy Louisiana.
There is no expectation of blackouts, but when you have extreme weather events like this, the usage does hit extreme levels. So the demand for electricity could potentially exceed our available generation due to extreme weather.
Windchill warnings and windchill watches currently stretch from the U.S.-Canadian border to the Texas Gulf Coast, including portions of at least 26 states. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Ukraine's president is on a flight to the U.S. right now, where he'll plead his case for continued U.S. aid and military support. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the details.
The planning for Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Washington was kept secret until just hours before he departed his country for the first time since the war began. The White House says the invitation was extended to demonstrate America's enduring commitment to Ukraine, which aides say will remain deep and bipartisan, even as Republicans take over the House. After sitting with the president and taking questions from the press, Zelensky will speak to a joint meeting of Congress tonight.
Congressional Democrats have voted to release 6 years' worth of former President Trump's tax returns to the public. They hope to take the wraps off by the end of the week. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This is unprecedented, but it's also unprecedented that Donald Trump never did release his tax returns himself.
Lawmakers revealed the IRS failed to conduct a mandatory audit of Mr. Trump's taxes during his first 2 years in office. There are demonstrations in Afghanistan after the Taliban banned women from attending universities. CBS's Cammie McCormick reports.
Women showed up at universities today only to be turned away. There were protests at many and women weeping and consoling each other outside colleges. The U.S. has strongly condemned the ban. The Taliban has also banned girls from middle school and high school, barred women from most fields of employment, and banned them from parks and gyms.
Dow futures are up 368. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nathmeyer with your headlines. Wisconsin Republicans continue pushing for a flat tax, which will reduce the tax rate for the state's highest earners, although they claim taxes will be lowered for people at all income levels. Governor Evers proposing a 10% tax cut for middle-class earners and says he'll veto any flat income tax cut plan. He also wants to cap insulin copays at $35, repeal the state's minimum markup law to lower gas prices, cut taxes for seniors on fixed incomes, expand property tax relief for disabled veterans, and try to lower the cost of caregiving and child care. The governor submits his budget proposal in February. The GOP-led legislature will rewrite and pass the measure sometime during the summer. 400 Wisconsin students heading to Pasadena, California for this year's Rose Bowl Parade. The Northwoods Marching Band has been preparing for nearly a year. The parade airs January 2nd at 10 a.m. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My. How, you know, Donald Trump, a testament to why you should never be a person who lacks humility, right? You know, when you stand before the world and pontificate about you're the greatest person that's ever lived, which is basically what Donald Trump has been doing his entire life, and clamoring for attention. You know, me first. Got to have your mug and your name on everything. Donald Trump, craves attention. That's who he is. Every single second of every day, Donald Trump wants to be first. He wants people to know who he is, and he relishes that. I'm a big guy. You know, well, now he's craved all of that attention and admiration his entire life, and especially when he was president of the United States, reached the highest level of that. And right now, if he could, he would wish that the attention would stop being focused on him. Because, man, the attention that's focused on him now has exposed him. Just what kind of a person. You know, many of us thought we knew what kind of person he was, right? You know, now people know. How many times did we all hear Donald Trump, when he was president of the United States, say, when people asked him to see his taxes when he first started running? Well, I would love, I mean, I'd let you see my taxes, but there's an audit going on of my taxes. You remember? Some of us remember that, right? For all the time he was president, 4 years, well, my taxes are being audited. Man, they look at this. Now they have access to him. On $31 billion, million dollars, Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. Wait a minute. $31 million that he said he lost, he paid $750 in taxes. So wait a minute. Now, you know, I'm not, you know, a tax advisor by any stretch of the imagination. I don't do my own taxes. I have to pay to have somebody do my taxes. And I'm afraid to lie on them, right? Because if I lie on my taxes, what they're going to do is if the government finds out I've been lying on my taxes, or you in the listening audience, the average people, get caught lying on your taxes, they'll sue you and make you pay late fees and everything else if you're lying on your taxes. But Donald Trump, excuse me, 2 years in a row, $750 in taxes. He paid. Billionaire. Well, I mean, even if you don't find that troubling, maybe you should question why he lied continually about his taxes being audited. He knew. He knew he was lying. And if a man is willing to lie about that, what else is he willing to lie about? How can he be trusted to ever have told the truth about anything? I don't know if you can point to one thing that this man has ever said that would make him trustworthy. There is none. And so he's once again, been exposed everywhere he turns, right flank, left flank. He's being exposed. His own family members. His daughter, his beloved daughter and son-in-law, are distancing themselves as far away from him as they can get. He's toxic. And in all of the court cases are piling up. And you hear, oh, poor Donald Trump. No, it's not poor Donald Trump. You know, shame on a system that has allowed him to get away with that. I mean, how can the government be afraid of one man? The government acts like it's afraid of him. But we can't. We can't say anything. We can't persecute Donald Trump because what? Come on, he's one man. Flesh and blood. Now, I don't think, you know, maybe you might know better than I, but I don't think Donald Trump can defeat the United States military. Or can he? Why? Why has our country allowed this man the latitude that he's had to do the things that he's done for so long and get away with it? My question is, will they ever allow another person such as he to get away with 1/1,000th of the criminal things that he's been able to get away with? And maybe our nation doesn't realize that there are many of us who've lost faith in a nation that acts as though they're afraid of this man. What are you afraid of? Last time I checked, he's flesh and blood. He's got an appointed time when his life will end, just like the rest of us. So what are people afraid of? Well, we don't know if we can persecute him because the people might not like it. Who gives a rip what those people think? Man, did he commit crimes? Yes. When the poor guy who stole something out of the grocery store because he's hungry And the police nabs him and they lock him up and he goes before the judge. Did you do it? Yeah. All right, here's the sentence. Why is that poor guy held to a higher standard than a guy like Donald Trump, who didn't steal a loaf of bread because he was hungry? Who did everything that he could and continues to do everything that he could and can to divide a nation? Isn't there a standard? So I thought justice was blind, right? I mean, the statue, balance of justice, they've got a blindfold over that entity that is balancing justice. Do we know anything about that as a country? Remember those things? How come that doesn't apply to him? But it applies to everybody else. I don't understand it. And once this part of the history of this nation is passed, and I'm long gone, and in my grave, they're going to be talking about this time. And why a nation allowed this. They'll be in the books, in the history books, as people ask the questions, Connor's generation, why did you guys allow that? Why in the world did you allow one man to become so powerful? Especially a liar. And now, you know, if you allowed a person to become powerful and they were speaking truth and were honest and forthright, and you asked the question, why did you allow one man to become so powerful? You could say, well, that person spoke the truth and they tried to improve the lives of the masses of the people. And then you can maybe understand, oh, well, that kind of person got to be powerful because they were dealing with justice and right and truth and all the things that make a society successful. But if none of that holds true with the personality that you're talking about, and now we got to dig into that. And maybe my generation doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to deal with it. You know, because you keep hearing people say, you know, it's January 6th committee. It's all of that time that they dealt with this. And then they got four different things that they say, you know, we want the Justice Department to look at. And then you find out, well, all of that really doesn't amount to a whole hill of beans because they don't have any juice. Then why did you have the committee for a year and a half and spend all that time and lead people to believe that there was going to be a price to be paid by this huckster? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 this afternoon, under overcast skies, easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height, currently one above.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Hey, let's bring CJ on, man. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. The two topics you've talked about, first, you know, you preached that, like one of the previous callers said, hate and division about Republicans.
I preach hate and division about Republicans.
You do.
I preach. I'm speaking truth.
Elon Musk said,
I'm speaking truth.
The Democrats are a party of hate and division.
Hey, listen, man.
The $1.7 trillion
Before
4,400 pages, and you support this, but it's loaded with pork, as usual, 4,400 pages negotiated by four people under the table, and
First off, so I can understand what it is we are talking about. Let me understand what you are saying, because I don't know what you're talking about. So what are you talking about?
The bill that they are trying to pass right now,
the omnibus bill,
$1.7 trillion.
Yeah, the omnibus bill.
Yeah, well, it certainly is, because you know what's in that bill?
Yeah, I do.
You know what's in that bill?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Listen, man.
4,004, you've read it, because there's a part in that bill that guarantees no money to go to the border, no money to go to the border agents, no money to be used to secure the border. That's in the bill.
Okay, so CJ. If that's in the bill, then I need to ask you, because do you agree that $858 billion, almost half of that omnibus $1.7 trillion bill, should go towards the military? Do you agree with that?
Heck yes.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Let me finish my point now. Okay. So you agree with that. So that's half of the $1.7 trillion bill. Now you're saying, and we need even more money to go towards the border. How much money should we allocate to go towards the border?
What about a secure border? Do you believe in a secure border, Earl?
No, I don't.
Do you believe when you see pictures of the border?
No, I don't.
Our border is secure.
No, I don't. Let me say to you, man.
Let me say to you, man.
Your focus is singularly because, as I stated before, the Democrats bring him down, man, because the Democrats don't solely make a decision on what's in that budget. You talk as if the Democrats unilaterally have decided how much, what the remaining dollars of the omnibus bill are going to be without any involvement whatsoever from Republicans. So you're just running off at the mouth, man. That's all you're doing. You don't even look at any facts. So you can come here and talk about, well, Elon Musk said all these pages and none of that's going towards the border. That's a lie. And I'm not going to let you keep lying, man. Get some facts. And then we can have an educated conversation. But for you to constantly come here and talk about things you know nothing about because you're retorting what somebody like named Elon Musk said, it's not the kind of conversation I want to have, man. All right, talk to you later. Let me talk about this subject. Auctioning of polar bear hunts in Las Vegas. Can you imagine, Connor, the poor polar bear, right? Just a beautiful creature, right? That has been created. And what has the polar bear done? Well, you know, I'm an American. I'm a hunter. You know, I'm a hunter, man, right? I want to hunt. Okay, well, sport and play. I'm a game hunter. I'm a big game hunter. So they're auctioning off, you know, hunting polar bears. They're auctioning them off in Las Vegas, right? So you can buy, you know, an opportunity to go to Alaska and shoot and kill polar bears in their own habitat. Why? Not because you want the meat or any of those things, but because I'm a big game hunter and it's sport for me. Listen to this. Man, famous man named Albert Schweitzer had this to say. Man has lost the capacity to foresee and to forestall. He will end by destroying the earth. Albert Schweitzer. When the last living thing has died on account of us, how poetical it will be if the earth could say, perhaps, from the floor of the Grand Canyon, it's done. People did not like it here. Kurt Vonnegut, Man Without a Country. To see the polar bear is to witness the great living ghost of the North. Listen, I got to go to a break. When I come back, we're going to continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 if you choose to join. But we got a great conversation we're going to be having about the fact that the poor polar bear, heck, some guy's a sports guy. I'm a sports guy, right? Got me a high-powered rifle, and I'm going to take out the polar bear population. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Don't change horses in the middle of a stream.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. This is the first day of winter, and a snowstorm is threatening holiday travel across the country. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
This storm, which is in the developing stages right now, is going to become a major headache for all kinds of travel as we go through the rest of this week and into the upcoming weekend.
The system is bearing down on a major air hub, Chicago's O'Hare. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
We're talking about a ripple effect that will stretch coast to coast.
Congressional Democrats say they'll release 6 years' worth of Donald Trump's tax returns to the public by the end of the week. And Elon Musk says he'll abide by a user's poll and step down as CEO at Twitter as soon as he can find someone to, quote, foolish enough to take the job. CNET's Ian Scherer.
The key question is who Elon Musk will pick to be the next CEO. Will it be a culture warrior like him? Will it be a Mr. Rogers type person?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. There's a blizzard forecast just in time for one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. AAA says about 2.2 million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles between Friday and January 2nd. That would be more than 72,000 more people than last year. Those travelers run the risk of being stranded by several inches of blowing snow and life-threatening wind chills. The Palace Theater in the Wisconsin Dells is abruptly shutting its doors and canceling all upcoming performances. A social media post made the announcement without offering any explanation. Some customers are left with useless tickets. They're being told to ask for refunds or contact their credit card companies. In sports, Marquette lost to Providence last night 103-98. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about right now where they're auctioning off polar bear hunts in Alaska, and they're doing this in Las Vegas. And you know, you may say that it's a sport, and Earl, you need to understand that. It's sport. That's nothing more. Albert Schweitzer was absolutely right. Man has lost the capacity to foresee and to forestall. He will end by destroying the earth. When the last living thing has died on account of us, how poetical it would be if earth could say, perhaps, from the floor of the Grand Canyon, it's done. People did not like it here. And so it's over. To see the polar bear is to witness the great living ghost of the North. But with trophy hunting and climate change, its population might well be tested in the coming decades. As the moment to ban trophy imports accelerates in the UK, there are equally avid aficionados of the killing game, as Eduardo Gunclaves has called them, who have recently decided to auction off polar bears in Las Vegas, as well as highlighting in their macabre showcase an entire arsenal of vanquished creatures who once lived wild and free and unhindered in the few remaining square feet of wilderness that still exists on the planet. You know, again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? Listen, I'm not a hunter, and I'm not opposed to people hunting. They have every right to hunt, and there's an overpopulation of deer and certain other animals, and so if you don't, thin out the herds, they'll cause major damage to the earth and others. But for heaven's sakes, a polar bear, some guy right now needs to be able to go to Alaska, and somebody who doesn't live in Alaska can auction off the killing of a polar bear in Alaska so some guy can talk about what a great hunter he is. I'm sorry, I don't get that. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Am I missing out on something, sir?
No, you're not. You're right on again, Earl. Listening to you, I'm recalling another quote in the line of the Schweitzer quote that you read off. Leonardo da Vinci, arguably one of the most brilliant humans the human species has produced. He wrote this in his notebooks, probably in the 1400s, quote, "Nothing will be left, nothing in the air, nothing under the earth, nothing in the waters. All will be hunted down, all exterminated," unquote. Scientists, I just last week, I read an article about the rate of extinctions of the other species on the planet.
Right.
It is 1,000 times the natural rate, and it's caused by humans. We are causing 1,000 times the natural rate of extinction on the planet. I'm really depressed. They have a name for this. They're naming the geological epoch that we're in. They're now calling it the Anthropocene. Human caused change in the environment. It's drastic, and yes, we're destroying the planet.
You know, Dave, the one thing that nobody can accuse me of in the show that I do, of talking about the same thing every day. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely.
The conversation is generally diverse about many different subjects and aspects, and about humanity in the end. That's clearly what I'd like to focus on. We sprinkle in politics because that's what it is. But there are more important things than any of those things. And so when you see that some guy in Las Vegas can auction off the killing of one of the greatest creatures, on this earth. And we as, you know, we're citizens on the planet. Am I right, Dave? We don't own the planet.
Right. That you know, those auctions are just another example of human arrogance. You know, we have to share the planet.
Well, yes. You know why we have to share the planet? It's not ours.
Absolutely.
Come on. We're none of at the how long has the longest human being lived? I don't know, what, maybe 115 years old, 117 years old. That's it. I don't care who it is, you know. I don't know if anybody's ever made it to 120 years, but that's it. And how old is the earth? Come on.
Right. Right.
I mean,
right.
Come on. You know, and yet we as human beings are so arrogant that we somehow act like this is ours. It's not. The polar bear doesn't belong to you, that you can auction it off. How does one get in a position like that, Dave? The rest of us should be saying, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Stop-o. Who are you to auction off the killing of a creature like that? You know.
Yeah, it's depressing, Earl. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. But you know what, Dave? As long as I'm on the air, we're going to keep talking about it. Listen to this. This is Gary Snyder. I am pessimistic about the human race because it is too ingenious for its own good. Our approach to nature is to beat it into submission. How long have we been reading now about the lack of bees and the impact that that's having? Right.
It's bad enough that humans have become the dominant species, and we're able to do all of this. Now introduce capitalism, which was introduced 500 years ago, and it's like throwing gasoline on the fire. Where, you know, profit is the only goal. The world be damned. Animals be damned. Even humans be damned. Profit is the only thing that matters.
Yeah, I mean, clearly some guy is going to be profiting because, and I don't know, how does one get into a position that they can auction off the killing of a polar bear? From Las Vegas.
Well, it generates interest. It's like advertising. Now, other people are going to want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're going to go pay to do that, and they do pay to do that.
Well, you know, I've seen Donald Trump Jr. With trophy elephants, right? He stands next to an elephant that he slaughtered.
Yes.
You know, one of the grandest creatures that the Creator has ever created, you know, who was dead because, you know, a guy who calls himself a sportsman shot and killed this majestic creature. We should be outraged. Hey, Dave, as always, thank you, man. I feel your spirit every time you call. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hey, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom. You're in L.A., man. Are you auctioning off the killing of gorillas in the rainforest?
Earl, I swear, these guys are so overcompensating for something else that they don't have by their small genitalia. Because they need big AR-15s, first off, to kill things. Because they have a small penis, I guess, if I can say that. They also apparently need to kill big animals so they can feel good about them. These are the sickest people. Seriously. I mean, I hope the elephant just goes and stomps on them. I really do. I mean, this is... And the polar bear. Are you kidding me?
I know, man.
I mean, we in this country... We're living for a short term. We're living like the stock market. Every quarter is all that matters, I guess, because we don't care about the future of the country or the future of the world. because all they're doing is, did I make a profit this quarter or not? You know, it is so disgusting.
But when you look at the creation, right, in its totality.
Yeah.
And
in God's creation, yes. I created all everyone. Yeah.
Yes. So some guy slaughters the polar bear, and he says, I'm a great hunter. I tracked it. Oh, you did you? Right?
Yeah.
And so you blow out the polar bear's brains, and you feel good about that. I don't know, man. I'm not a hunter, so I don't know.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with these people? They got dropped on their head, or they were put out in the cold in the blizzard weather there or something. I don't know. Also, tell Dave next time he calls in, I didn't scream and yell earlier. I just asked for him to give me a policy that the Republicans have passed in the past 50 years that's helped the working class people. So these people need to call in and tell you that.
Hey, Tom, thank you for the call, my friend, as always. You too. Let's go to Thomas from New Berlin. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, it's funny you guys talking about this. I was just at my family's cabin up north for Thanksgiving, and it's a pretty new cabin they just built, and you walk in, and it's half safari animal heads on their wall. They even have a 14-foot giraffe neck and head. And, like, I mean,
come on, man.
I don't.
What is that?
I don't understand. They have money. They can do a lot of things that a lot of people can't do. And, like, this is what they chose to do. It's like, it's baffling, you know. I don't even think that, Wisconsin hunters, sportsmen, I don't think a lot of them are okay with that type of thing. If you ask them, I've asked a few people. I have a picture of myself next to the giraffe head, which I didn't want to do, but my mom really wanted it.
right.
But I show it, and I show a buddy who hunts, deer and turkey, and
deer and turkey are different than polar bears and giraffes and elephants.
Right.
Come on, man.
It's a flyer across the world, and the other thing I just wanted to mention too is, the story I got was like, it was for charity. There was some story to make them feel good about it, and it was like, I don't know, if you got to tell yourself, like, I'm pretty sure somebody there, if they needed the meat, somebody there could have took care of it. And like,
Hey, Thomas, man, you and I on the same page, man. Thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. 22 this afternoon, under overcast skies, easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for snow tonight, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height, currently one above.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, you can text us at that same number, man. You know, man, I just don't get that kind of stuff. You know what I mean, Connor? I mean, I just don't, you know. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, man, I just for the life of me don't get those things. It doesn't matter how long I live. You know, I'll go to my grave not understanding, you know, a lot of things that go on in this country and how people think that, you know, these sorts of things or kinds of things that happen. And we just accept the things in this country. Never understand those things. We should be pushing back on those things and say, no, that's not acceptable. Just is not acceptable, won't ever be acceptable in a society such as ours. You know, man, we just, we can be better stewards than that, right? There are people, can you realize the people who were here long before any of us, you know, and all these things were left here for us? We weren't the first people here. You know, CJ, believe it or not, we weren't the first people here. There were people here long before any of us. There'll be people here long after we're gone. Let's not be so selfish and self-centered that we want everything that we want, that we should be able to get everything that we want, right? Man, you know, I've never seen a polar bear in its environment. I've seen polar bears at the zoo, right? You know, I'm a person who watches a lot of nature, but I haven't had the opportunity to go to Africa and see the animals in the wild. I watch them every chance I get. I was a kid. As a kid, there used to be a show that would come on The Wild or whatever it was called. It was only half an hour. But I remember as a very young boy watching that and marveling at those creatures. And saying, wow, what a, you know, wonderful, wonderful creation. Now, don't get me wrong. Man is the greatest of all creations. And so with what we have, I mean, we have free will. None of those animals have free will at all. Man does. And so that's what makes man the greatest of all creations, is because we have free will. But when we use our free will in the wrong manner, for instance, when our free will has been used to create nuclear weapons, I mean, come on, man. When our free will has been used to create these weapons of destruction, when our free will has been used to destroy the planet, when our free will has been used to destroy the creatures of the planet. I don't know, you know, how we can keep saying we're the greatest of the creations. Well, we didn't say it. You know, the Creator himself said it, that we are the greatest of the creation. Let's start acting like that, right? Let's start having some compassion. We have free will for one another. It's Christmas time. If we can't do it any other time, let me say this to you. You ever notice on Thanksgiving, the possibilities of what human beings can be manifest every Christmas? I mean, Thanksgiving, not Christmas, but every Thanksgiving, what man can be is manifest by everybody marshaling their forces to make sure that if for no other time of the year, on Thanksgiving in this country, that we organize and make sure that every human being gets a hot meal. We do that, and we can make that happen regardless of our differences. We make that happen. If we can do that one day a year, why can't we do it any other time? I don't understand that. You know, I really don't. You know, Christmas holiday. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men, all that stuff. More than just words. You can make it a reality. You know, what it takes is stepping outside of yourself. Slaughtered.